in the studio. I have Paul Freeney, he's a photographer. Good afternoon, Paul. How are you?
Hi, how are you doing, Al?
Now, our latest venture is this weekend. Tell us about it.
Well, I do photo walks, as you know, which is basically an enjoyable walk of an afternoon with a camera or without a camera. And this weekend, Sunday, I'm planning one in Back to the Roots, and we'll do one in Dublin around the Comainham area. And some of the most beautiful buildings in Europe, believe it or not, we're going to cover on Sunday.
Okay, what we do is get the information for people who want to take part in it first, and then we talk about that, what the walk is all about then. So it's on Sunday. What's the time and how can people get in touch with you?
Okay, meet up at the front door of Houston Station, which is just opposite the Lewis stop, at midday on Sunday.
Okay.
Bring a camera or don't bring a camera. You can come along without emailing me, but I would appreciate an email. Mm-hmm. And the email address is paul@paulfreeney.com.
Yeah, it'd be easier to know how many in the numbers as well, you know. But people can turn up, it's nice to know.
Yeah.
Now, Houston Station and all around there, Parkgate Street, it's a fabulous history attached to all. I mean, you're covering loads of stuff, the War Memorial Gardens, and the one thing I don't know about was Bully's Acre Graveyard. What the hell is that?
Yeah, you're familiar with the Royal Hospital?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, and in between the Royal Hospital and Kilmainham Jail, right, there's a long avenue down from the Royal Hospital down to Kilmainham Jail, and there's an arch down there, you'd know that in mm-hmm. Kilmainham. Mm-hmm. And right beside that there's a graveyard, an ancient graveyard, and they think it goes back, that there's a part of a cross there, and they think it goes back to early Christian times.
And did they bury just bullies there?
Brian Boru apparently spent the night there on that land the night before the Battle of Clontarf. Mm-hmm. So they say.
Okay, now you say the Wellington Monument and it's famous for being ignored. Is that true?
Well, I use that facetiously. The Wellington Monument is very interesting and very entertaining story mm-hmm. that goes along with it. It's actually the Wellington testimonial because Wellington was still alive when it was built.
Okay.
But 3 years after they started building it, they ran out of money. And there's an old Dublin story that would have been 1820, that they decided to have a gala dinner to raise funds. Mm-hmm. And the story goes that there's a huge vault under the Wellington Monument, and they had the gala dinner in there.
Wow.
And when they were finished the dinner, they got up and they left, and they left all the tables and chairs and everything there, and they sealed it up. And then the best part of the story is that a few hours later, they realised there was a waiter missing.
I thought you were going to say the unwelcome guests were left out there as well. So are you going to be giving a little history talk as well?
Yeah, each spot we get to, I'll say a few words anyway.
Okay. Oh, tell me about Sarah Bridge then, the most beautiful of the overworld. Any idea where the name came from, Sarah Bridge?
I think it was the daughter of the Lord Chancellor or something like mm-hmm. that. Now, I haven't got it written in front of me, but most people, it's we know it as Island Bridge, and all Dubliners know it from going over it, but mm-hmm. they've never seen it because it's very hard to see unless you. There's two little places that you can actually go sideways along the Liffey mm-hmm. and see the bridge, and it's a most beautiful arch, you know. And I think it's the most beautiful bridge in Dublin of its time, you know,
mm-hmm.
like the. The Samuel Beckett Bridge now is beautiful.
And apart from go on. Apart from the stories, it sounds like it'd be fabulous for photographs. It just sounds wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and the Royal Hospital itself has a formal gardens. Is that still maintained?
It is, yeah, okay. Yeah. And it's very well looked after. It's beautiful. In fact, I've seen a couple of TV shows made by RTE, you know, like one of them actually was Fair City, where they pretended they were in Paris and they were actually there.
Wow.
Because it's so grand, you know.
Okay. Parkgate Street and the new Dublin criminal courts. I mean, the new courts.
Yeah.
You need more of them. I have no idea exactly. I know where Parkgate Street is, but I don't know where. I haven't been up that way, so I don't know.
It's the very bottom of Infirmary Road.
Okay.
It's on the corner there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big.
It is. It's a huge building.
Yeah,
they have enough room in the bottom there to hold 100 criminals or accused, let's say. And the beauty of the new courts is that the accused and the jury and the victims all go in separate doors. So the problem with the old four courts was that
you're meeting each other in the hall.
They're meeting each other in the hall, which was a horrible thing.
It was very intimidating.
Absolutely, yeah.
It sounds terrific, but I remember when was it? Last week I was walking all around the area where the tax office is, and I walked up around Richmond Street and I saw it used to be the old Richmond Hospital, and that I think it's a court now as well.
Yeah,
but it would be as big as that.
It would, yeah. No, this is four or five stories. And it's like a big drum, actually.
Okay.
It's a circular building.
And, of course, the War Memorial Gardens as well. So you're covering quite a lot now on the Sunday. How long do you think this will take?
I suppose it'll probably take 4 hours. It's only about 3 miles, but people stopping to talk and
take pictures
and the whole lot. So it'll be a relaxed walk. You wouldn't feel the distance that's involved, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And what are you doing with yourself? Apart from the walks, what are you doing? You're in landscaping now, are you?
Yeah, well, I'm doing my usual landscape photography and night photography.
Are you doing
and
any
all
more
sort
of them
thing.
Quirky ones you had? They were fabulous.
The planets, doing one or two at the moment, not a huge amount of them.
They're absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Okay, again, it's on Sunday the 25th. Now, if people want to get in touch with you, just give us your email again.
paul@paulfreeney.com. I'd encourage people to come along because we're running out of sunny days now at this stage, you know.
Yeah, and it looks like the forecast is going to be good for the weekend.
Forecast is good for Sunday.
Yeah. And what time again if people...
Midday outside the front door of Houston Station.
Okay, so if you're coming from somewhere else, you can just get off the train there as well. But it's a fascinating area. I'd be tempted to go myself because I haven't been up around that area in years.
You'll be more than welcome.
Okay, Paul, thank you very much. That's Paul Freeney, photographer. We have to go back to the cricket soon, but I hope to have you in again soon as well. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.